Welcome to Financial Freedom God's Way Radio. This is where you are going to continue to learn, apply, and to pass on Bible-based financial principles and applications so that you and your family are not only going to just survive, but will thrive even during these very, very uncertain times. Hi, and welcome again, everyone. This is Bob Lauder from Christian Financial Ministries. And as always, it is an absolute honor to have you with us again. It really is. Now, what's going to be on our schedule for our 30-minute time together today? Well, first, today is going to be a little different. How so? Well, today is going to be all about setting a spiritual and a financial foundation that is going to serve you from this time on until you get to see Jesus Christ face to face. Today, we are going to wrap up our introduction to the Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar as we take yet one final look at the three questions God is asking you so that you can see if you are honestly wanting to make a spiritual and a financial difference in His kingdom. My friend, today on the radio, today could be the most important 30 minutes of your life, and that is no exaggeration. You're going to see that fact in just a couple of minutes. Now, don't worry. Dave Ramsey, John Maxwell, Clark Howard, Scam Alerts from the Better Business Bureau, they're all going to be back beginning next week and all of the weeks to come, okay? But this week, it's all about you, and it's all about God, about God's three questions that will absolutely change your life, okay? So stay tuned, won't you? It's going to be a great time together. And as we start, let me open us up in prayer. Father, we thank you for meeting with us again today. Would you please give us ears to hear all that it is that you have planned for us today to your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, now as we get started, first, recall that during this Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar, you are going to learn how to best manage all of the material areas of your life in ways that are going to be pleasing to God. And you are discovering, you've already discovered that God's way to get you ready to serve, both spiritually and financially, is to prayerfully and thoughtfully respond to His three questions. The same three questions that He has asked countless men and women down through the ages. They're the same three questions He is asking you right now. Now, what are those questions? First, number one, will you show me your hand? Second, what is in your hand? And third, will you give me your hand and what's in it? Now, you've already seen how God asked these three questions to Moses and an Old Testament lady named Jehosheba. All right? But listen, just in case you think I'm trying to cherry pick a few Bible characters here, I've got to tell you that by implication, God asked these same three questions to any number of other folks in the Bible to get them ready to mightily serve and to make a difference. For example, how could you possibly win a battle with only 300 men who don't have a single weapon? You could if you were a scared little man named Gideon who one day said, God, I don't see that I have anything in my hand, but if you fill it, I'll give it to you. And God put a dream in Gideon's hand. Do you remember that story? What happened? Gideon gave that dream back to God. God blessed it, and the land was saved. Oh, my friend, there were more, so many, many more. What's in your hand, Dorcas? Just a needle and thread, Lord, but what could you do with just a needle and thread? Well, I could clothe the widows and the orphans if you give it to me. Or how about, hey, David, what's in your hand? Oh, Lord, I'm just a little kid with the slingshot. What difference can a little boy and a slingshot make? I could kill a giant. I could encourage a nation if you give it to me. And my favorite, listen, my favorite one is this, and we could camp out here for a whole long time. We're not going to right now, but my favorite one is this. What's in your hand, little boy? Oh, gosh, mister, practically nothing. Why, just 5 barley loaves and a couple of fish. Well, what could you possibly do with 5 barley loaves and a couple of fish? They're hardly enough for me to even have a snack. I could feed 5,000 men plus all of the women and children if you give them to me. And then, of course, there was Moses. We've studied about that. Moses, what's in your hand, Moses? Remember? Just a shepherd's staff, Lord. Something I would rather not have and would rather not even have to think about. But he gave God his hand, right? And what was in it? And do you remember all that God did with that staff? I mean, throw it on the ground and it becomes a serpent. Pick it back up and it becomes a staff. Touch the waters of the Nile and they turn into blood. Hit the ground and the plagues come forth. Listen, hold it up over the Red Sea on the way out of town and God is going to send a strong east wind to divide that sea. Hold it over the people when they fight, they win. Hit a rock in the desert, water comes out. Listen, look what God did with something Moses said was useless. He said, you can't use it, Lord. It's nothing but a despised shepherd's staff. Will you show me your hand, what is in your hand, and will you give me your hand and what's in it? My friend, God is asking you these same 3 questions right now. And the bottom line is, as we start out on this year Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar, well, the bottom line is if that you really want to serve him in any of the areas of your life, to include the financial areas of your life, well, then it's time for you to get serious. I mean, no more time on someday aisle, right? No more excuses. If you really want to get the most out of our time together, then you need to prayerfully respond to these 3 questions. First, will you show me your hand? Here God is asking you to either get into relationship with him or to get back into a relationship with him. He's asking you, will you show me your hand? He's asking, let me see if you really want to make a difference. Do you really want to make a difference? God is saying to you, if so, let's first make sure our relationship is squared away. Will you choose to show me your hand? Yeah, but you may think something like, Lord, I don't exactly want to show it to you right now. I mean, somebody might see. I'm not really excited about opening myself up to you right now because, you see, Lord, I've done and said and thought some things spiritually and financially that I shouldn't have. And, Lord, there have been lots of times when I didn't do and say and think what I should have. Lord, there's been some sin in my life. And God says to you, he says, listen, my child, I know all about it, and you are right. And that sin, that disobedience is standing in the way of our relationship and my ability to teach you and use you starting this very second. So God says, listen, he says, let's get rid of it. God says, let's put it behind you. I'm going to forget all about it. You need to learn from it and move on. You see, my friend, just like the father and the prodigal son, and just like God's conversation with Moses and so many, many, many others, you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Listen, you can know that you know that you know that you're forgiven and that your relationship with God is set into place. If you have never put your relationship with God into place, if you have never asked Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, God is asking you, he is saying to you, will you show me your hand? Will you confess your shortcomings, your sins, so that I can forgive you and cleanse you, so that we can start to walk and talk and work together and that you can start to make a real difference in my kingdom? And not only that, listen, if you have already prayed to set your relationship with God into place sometimes in, you know, sometime in the past. You've already asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, but you've walked away from your fellowship with God. I mean, the relationship isn't broken, but your fellowship, it needs restoring, right? Is that you? Well, then you need to know that God is still asking you this very same question. He asks, will you show me your hand so that I can forgive you? So that we can have our fellowship restored? And that, my friend, that is exactly what you have the chance to do right now, listening to God by way of your radio. We're going to pray in just a minute. Yep, right here, right now over the radio, you can pray. Whether you're driving your car or listening someplace else. And when you do, show him your hand, won't you? Show it to him. It's your choice. No matter what's on it, he's asking you, will you show me your hand? It is your choice to do that, but it's a choice you need to make if you're going to choose to make a difference. Then he is asking you, right now, he's asking you, what is in your hand? What do he and you have to work with? And now you might say, I don't have much. As a matter of fact, I don't have anything. I mean, if I had anything, I probably wouldn't be here listening to this radio program right now. Or maybe you consider yourself a modern day shepherd. Someone who is at the very lowest end of the societal totem pole. Somebody with absolutely nothing to offer. Nothing that God could possibly use. But during all of our times together, God is going to show you that, in fact, he has put quite a bit in your hand. And you will also soon see that what he has given you is not just what you have, but also who you are. I mean, what is in your hand? Are you an employee? Are you a child? Perhaps you're a husband, a wife, a parent, godparent, teacher, student, tradesman. You get the picture. Or maybe you believe you're nobody special. You have nothing special to offer. You might think that you're just a plain, everyday, ordinary kind of an individual, that you're not any different from anybody else, that you're just an ordinary person. What do you possibly have that God could possibly use? But you see, don't you, all of these Bible heroes that we were talking about, they were just that. They were just ordinary people. And what made each one of them extraordinary was not what they had or who they were at the start. Oh, no, no. What made the difference was God's work through them and what they had been given. And it can be the same way with you, okay? So God's saying, will you show me your hand, what's in your hand? And then finally he asks you, will you give me your hand and what's in it? Now right here, let me ask you a question. This is a question from Bob to you, okay? Here's the question. Why do you suppose it is that God asks you to give back to him whatever it is he has given you, whatever it is he has put into your hand? You know, what you have, who you are. Why does he ask you to give it back? Why? Listen, my friend, listen hard here. Because everything you choose to put back into Jesus' hands multiplies every bit as much as a little boy's lunch. And if you say, I'm just a plain, ordinary person, I'm just like everybody else, then give him plain and ordinary. If it's your time, your skills, your health, if it's your family, your position, whatever is in your hand, learn to give it back to him. Even if it's a lunch, 5 loaves and a couple of small fish. God's asking you right here, right now, will you give me your hand and what's in it? And did you know that according to the Bible, did you know that if you choose to give God your hand and what's in it, if you do, God makes you a couple of promises? Did you realize that? First of all, according to the Bible, God promises that he will use whatever it is that you give him. You see, he's not going to waste a thing. He promises to use whatever it is that you give him because he doesn't have nearly enough people who are willing to give him their hands and what's in them. So first, God promises to use whatever it is that you give him. But then secondly, according to the Bible, God makes you a second promise. He will make sure that he returns to you enough to do anything and everything he ever asks you to do. You see, as you start out on this journey to financial freedom God's way, as you enter into the Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar, the bottom line is that you can choose to vote yourself off someday aisle. You can choose to make a difference spiritually and financially. Because according to the Bible, one person can still make a difference. And as a matter of fact, according to the Bible, you are called to make a difference. That is why you are here on this earth at this time, for such a time as this. And that is what all of our time is going to be all about. You are going to learn to recognize what God has placed in your hand and how to use whatever it is to God's glory. You are going to learn what God has to say and to get what he has to say up and operating in your life. God is going to put into your hand some knowledge and understanding of spiritual tools and biblical financial principles and applications. And perhaps, just maybe, if you are really going to be blessed by the Lord, just maybe he's even going to want to place into your hand the desire and the ability and the opportunity to help somebody else. You see, you can learn, apply, and pass along. You can make a difference, and you can do it all God's way. But I want us to stop right here for just a minute and go back to where we started. Let me ask you my two questions again, okay? First of all, first question, remember this a couple of weeks ago. Do you want to be used in a mighty way in the kingdom of God? Do you? Question number two, do you believe that it is still possible to make a difference? Okay. Actually, here's one more question from me to you. Are you beginning to see the process that God gives you in this three questions to get you ready to serve? Question number one, will you show me your hand? Let's get the relationship between you and God squared away. Now I know that the praying and asking God to either set or reset your relationship with him usually comes at the end of a seminar. It comes, at the end of a workshop, at the end of the sermon, at the end of church, hardly ever over the radio, right? However, as you have seen with Moses, it's really got to be the first thing that you do. The very first thing that you need to do to begin to be mightily used by God. You see, Moses had to been one of the first folks to learn that the purpose of godly information is not just mere knowledge, it is obedience. You see, in the past, you may have been taught well Bible-based financial information, but you didn't change. You see, it's only when you have a right relationship with God that you can change. That you can move from information into spiritual and financial lifestyle transformation. And the only way to have a personal relationship with God is to make sure you ask his son, Jesus Christ, into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. And listen, if you already know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you've already asked him into your heart sometime in the past, But you need to have your fellowship restored? Well, according to the Bible, all you need to do is ask him. You see, according to the Bible, you need to do one or the other to start to be in a position to grow and serve. So let's pray. Let's pray together. Right now, where you are, no matter who else happens to be around, bow your head, close your eyes, listen, focus, and follow along with me, all right? Now, wait a minute. However, if you're driving, don't do any of that. Okay? If you're driving, just listen with your ears and your heart and your eyes wide open. Now, what's going to happen? I'm going to open us up in prayer. Then I'm going to lead you in a short prayer. And finally, I will close us in prayer. Ready? Okay, here we go. I'm going to open. Father, We stand before you, and we stand before you, Lord Jesus. And we hear you ask us these same three questions. Will you show me your hand? What is in your hand? And will you give me your hand and what's in it? And oh God, we are just ordinary people, but we would love to give it to you. We really would. To give it all to you. We would love to see what you can choose to do with one person who chooses to give you all that he has, all that she has. Now, first, if you have never come to the point where you prayed and asked Jesus Christ into your heart, you can right now, okay? I want you to listen to me, please. Listen, you can and will make a difference to God and his kingdom, but you first need to have a personal relationship with God. And the only way to have that personal relationship with God is to ask his son, Jesus Christ, into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. Now, what does that mean? How do you do that? How do you ask Jesus into your heart? Well, the Bible says it's very simple, very straightforward. Listen, you got to first of all be willing to admit that you've been living to please yourself and not God, which the Bible says is sin. Then you need to be willing to turn away from living for yourself and to start living for God. You need to believe that you can live for God because Jesus makes it possible. You need to believe all of those Bible stories that you've heard for so many years. You need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, died on the cross, he rose from the grave, and he now sits at the right hand of God, the Father in heaven, all to forgive you and pay the penalty for your sins and give you the free gift of an eternal relationship with him that starts with living for him right now. So right now today, you can invite Jesus to come in and control your life and begin to live for God. If this is the desire of your heart, please pray after me. It doesn't have to be out loud. God's going to hear your words. He reads your heart. So one way or the other, if this is your desire, pray along with me. Lord Jesus, that's right, to yourself, out loud. Lord Jesus, I truly want to get close to you. But I know that I have done, and I know that I have said, and I know that I have thought things I shouldn't have. And I've not done and not said and not thought so many things that I should have. I need your forgiveness. God, please forgive me. Jesus, I believed you died on the cross. I believe you rose to life again so that I can be forgiven and receive the free gift of an eternal relationship with you. Jesus, today, I choose to stop living to please myself and to start living to please you. Please come into my heart and my life. I want to trust and follow you. Thank you for coming into my life. Amen. Amen. Now, second, if you've prayed to ask Jesus into your life sometime in the past, and today, right now, like we said before, you know that you've fallen away from him, that you're out of fellowship with him for any reason, listen, you can show him your hand and get back into fellowship, and you too can grow to really start to remake a difference. Now, if that's where you are, then you can just pray alongside with me just the same way. Listen, repeat after me with your heart, eyes and ears open. Father God, I've sinned. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Teach me today to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now let me close for us. Oh my goodness, Father God, will you please use us to your glory? Lord, help us to see that it is your heart to have us make a difference in your kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Great start, right? Now, listen, if you prayed to either come to or come back to Jesus, there are a couple of things that you need to do, okay? First thing you need to do is you need to tell somebody about the decision you just made. Listen, you can talk about God. Jesus talks about you. You can talk about him. And second, if you're not already there, you need to find and get active in a strong Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, okay? And by the way, if you need somebody to tell or you need somebody to talk to as you start out on your walk with the Lord, you can give me a call on my cell phone at 678-386-2640. That's 678-386-2640. And it will be my very great honor to help you make some important first steps, take some important first steps in your walk with God. Oh, my goodness. Wow, my friend, just like we said, oh, my goodness, just like we said 4 weeks ago, these sessions together talking about God's three question, his three questions are going to serve as the absolute foundation upon which your spiritual and financial walk with God is going to be built, okay? And as a result of our time together so far, well, you've had a chance to decide whether or not you truly want to be used by God to make a difference to you and to God and to those around you, right? You have a choice, and you've chosen to make a difference. And you now know the process by which he and you must go through so that he can get you in a position to make a difference. You now know God's three questions to you. Will you show me your hand? God wants to make sure your relationship with him is all squared away. You just prayed and settled that issue. Now that leaves the second and third questions, right? What is in your hand, and will you give me your hand and what's in them? These are the questions that you're going to work through for the rest of all of our seminar times together. So it's time to move on. Next week, next time together, we're going to talk about some very specific goals, some very great reasons that you need to tune in each week. You're going to specifically learn what will prayerfully move you from financial information into Bible-based spiritual and financial lifestyle transformation. So now listen, as we wrap up, can you begin to see how this time together with the Lord and you is not designed to be a time of casual radio listening? Can you begin to see that? It can be a time of spiritual and financial renewal that is going to transform your life and even move through you into the lives of others as well. You will find that this is going to be life-changing radio for you, my friend. I guarantee you it's going to be different than any other radio you have ever heard in the past. So stay tuned. One, two, or maybe even three times a weekend. That would be on Saturdays at 1 p.m. and again on Sundays at 1 and 6:30 p.m. And remember, we want you to be able to fully grasp all that it is that the Lord is giving you each week. That's why you can go to our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org, www.christianfinancialministries.org, and either re-listen to, you can read and even print out a transcript of this or any of our weekly Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar sessions, okay? Plus, you can give me a call at 678-386-2640 right here in Hiawassee. So, remember, Saturdays at 1, Sundays 1 and 6:30, life-changing, listening, learning, doing, and sharing on Financial Freedom God's Way Radio. Don't miss a single week. And now, let me close us in a word of prayer. Father, we do thank you for bringing us together again today and for each of the days yet to come, all to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed rest of your day, won't you? And we're going to see you next time as we continue down your personal road to financial freedom God's way.